In the parasha, we have the parasha of Tzedakah, Kibucha Evyon Machadachecha Bechad Sharecha, and so on. So it says, Lois Amit as Lavavcha, Lois Sikpe as Yotcha Machir Evyon. You should not withhold from giving him Tzedakah. It's very rare that you find a losa say on an essay. For instance, Shabbos, the Moshul, there's plenty of los essays about not doing melacha. But a los essay with behedya, it's not to do something. In other words, sikpa says yotcha means you shouldn't withhold from giving him. It's a very, very strange formulation for los essay. It's not a mice in any sense of the word. It's a lav that's describing situation of withholding and not doing something, and that precedes the essay. In other words, tzedakah is really an essay. The status quo is I'm not giving something, and a Torah says I should give something, and I could understand also if the los essay was adding a shmira to the essay. The los essay was coming after the essay and saying, Nosin kipaseach tiftach es yotcha, and then it would say, the fact that the order is reversed, it starts by telling me, don't be kaifetz yad, is a strange way of putting it. The pasuk goes on, and the pasuk says, Hisham alacha penyeh dovaim levavcha bliyal, leima kavash shevash nasa shmitev ra encha bachicha evin lisite loy, nosa in titan loy blayer levavcha bisitcha loy. So it says a din of a chiyuv to give the person a tzedakah or a halva, and you should not say kovash nas hashevash nas hashmita ro eincha b'chicha. Now this is talking specifically about lending somebody money right before shnas hashmita, when you know that in shnas hashmita there's going to be a shmita's ksafim, and still you shouldn't be rabil vavcha and should lend him. The halacha is that if you know somebody doesn't have the ability ever to repay it, or doesn't intend to repay it, or does not repay it, you don't have a chiyuv alvah. Chavetz Chaim speaks about it, and Chavetz Chaim gives eitz as certain. But the bottom line is, the halacha is that if you know that the person is not going to repay it, then you don't have a chiyuv to give it to him. So why over here is it different by shnas hashmita? I assume it means that you do feel he can repay it or will repay it, but it's just too close for comfort. But because it's pegged to one specific din, why doesn't it say generally, person lends, say, somebody comes for alva, the loisera, v'ro'a eincha b'chicha evyoim, v'leisitin loy, there seems to be a special hadgasha on shnas hashmita, that's the worst time for ro'a eincha b'chicha evyoim. It's something I'd like to understand, the yichud of the shnas hashmita. The description of the person who is going to do something bad, not giving money, is called bliyal. Bliyal means bad. It's one of the terms describing a bad person. It's used in two places only. In the Torah, we find two places, both in the parasha. One is a meisus umeidiach. It's called a bliyal. It says that there'll be anoshim b'yal and by ir nidachas. Kisishma b'achzorecha ashan kech nizkho shevet salema yotzu anoshim b'nei v'liyal mikirbecha v'idich aseshu iram leimor. And here, that's the only time the Torah uses the term v'liyal as description. In Navi, you find it generally for bad-hearted people. You find it for achav. But as a term used in Torah itself, there's only two places. And Chazal compared it to Aveira Zara, that it's a getter of, like, it's an Aveira as difficult as Aveira Zara. The Rambam brings it. So when the Torah uses a common denominator, it's not enough to say that both of these are bad. At how terrible not giving tzedakah is, that you're a bliyal, it's like worshiping Aveira Zara. There has to be some sort of common denominator. The word bad is so vague, it should describe something that is specifically bad in a specific way. And it's very hard to find the Kam Namnida. Avodah Zarah has to do with Seichel, this has to do with greed, this is a terrible loss, I say. Very, very hard to find any real Tzara Shava. Yet Chazal pointed out, the Rambam brings it down, and it's something which, in the Psukim, it's a highly Davahu. The only two people I call the Yal is the person that's not lending the Karvash Nasa Sheva, and a person who is Mesis and Irene Dachas. That's the only time it's played. It's done. Another aspect of it, the halach, it says, V'layera levavcha. It certainly is a halacha, and many Rishonim learn that it's the Ramban and his Hagos learns that it's an iser. The answer is a lap. That even if you give it, but you don't give it wholeheartedly, it is an iser. You don't find anywhere else that the hilchas lishma and midas tovus, if a person takes a lulav and esrog half-heartedly, it's a subject of musa shmuz. It's not a subject of a laisase. A person davens without kavana, anybody does any mitzvahs not full-heartedly is lacking, but there's no losase for it. So some won't understand it, that it's talking about an expression to the ani of the bad-heartedness, that, you know, there's so many chazal that say about mal ben shinayim, giving it to him nicely, as opposed to giving it to him with a sour face and so on, that's a real possibility, but b'chol oifin, and that would make sense in terms of the iser, since the giving of the to the ani is the shleimus hadava, it's what the ani gets, and if the ani gets it mean-heartedly, it's not going to be good. So it's lacking in the ma'isat stuck, as opposed to lulav and esrog, which your lack of interest or your lack of cheshik doesn't express itself to the other person, so to speak. But because the Torah says v'layreira levavcha b'sitcholay, it's focused on the ras leiv, and we have to understand why in stuck that this is meant to be the etzem mitzvah. It counts as a lo sasei. The attitude and the midas that go into it are counterpart of it. Nothing in the Kuda, the smak says that what is the issa of v'layreira levavcha? This lashon is im choshev. If he thinks the following, im eten ye karni chasa, that if I give, I'm going to be lacking, umutav shle eten, and it's good that I should not, it's better that I wouldn't give. So even if he gives, he's oivan the isav le sikpets. Now, the second half of that, he says, the smak says the following comment. If a person thinks, by giving money, I'm losing money, and I therefore should rather not give money, he's oivan le sikpets, which is interesting. He doesn't say it of layer of vavcha, but he says on le sikpets. The first half of the machshav is right. As a person, when we say like this, when you give tzedakah, you shouldn't think that if I give $100, I have $100 less, and therefore I ought not to give. So the second half of the statement is bad. Person should say this, despite the fact that I'm losing, he's gaining, and it's so good, and it's so great, and it's so fine, it's so wonderful. That half, I understand the smack. But the first half, that if I'm losing by giving, of course I'm losing by giving. I mean, you know, there's the Ayah Kadosh Baruch Hu, give me a bracha, and it's great. But say that those are haftachas. But the etzem mitzvah tzedakah, if the Torah says le'sikpas yotcha, and the smack says the iser means not to think any bad machshavas. So the bad machshava is, because I'm losing, I don't feel like giving to you. The Torah says, no, you should give it wholeheartedly, despite the fact that you're losing money and so on. But to tell me that I'm not allowed to think that I'm losing money, so what am I supposed to think? Am I supposed to be blind to it? Where's the chiyuv over here? And then it says that I shouldn't think like that. Ki beglal hadova zeh yivrech Hashem alekecha. So Chazal say, glal hadova zeh, galgul hu boilam, that it's a galgul boilam, and today a person is an ani, tomorrow is an asher, and so on. Therefore, a person shouldn't think that he is immune. It doesn't seem to be a terribly great remedy for the hard-heartedness. I mean, if I tell somebody, listen, I want you to contribute money to sick people, and the person says, no, why should I give money? He says, well, it's not really sick people, it's health insurance. And today, Reuven the Chayla gets it, and tomorrow you get it. So this is great, health insurance I always wanted to buy. So that's a remedy for tzedakah. I mean, the galgul boilam, that tomorrow you might be an ani, and it's insurance, it's anias insurance. So I don't see the broad-heartedness and the great-heartedness of giving the money because it's a galgul shaboilam. It's a threat. It's a threat, or a veiled threat, or it's a insurance policy. But it's not good-heartedness and kindness and so on. So let's be misamic a little bit and understand that the inyan of tzedakah, it has in itself a sheirish that's a very deep sheirish mitzvah, the etzem bria itself. And the makor for it is Rabbeinu Bechaya is the makor where we'll find it, and we'll try to understand it. First of all, the word blial, let's take one nekuda. The word blial, Rashi learns, is bali oil. It means somebody doesn't have an oil on him. It applies to avodah zarah, he's kaifer no machos shemayim. Rabbeinu Bechaya gives another pirush, which is kamat the only one that says it. He says, what does blial mean? Bali aliyah. That he's somebody that doesn't have an aliyah, doesn't go higher, up. Very not clear. And then he brings also the lashon of blial, meaning blial. But his masbir a little bit, I'll read a little bit of the lashon. It's a sort of kabbalistic lashon, but we'll explain it. He says, vehine. I'm going to try to explain to you a little bit of the nekuda of this mitzvah that we got from Avram Avinu and put it on its proper footing. Da, ki ha'oni michelek midas hadin. An oni comes from midas hadin. Shein midas hadin mituchu kinegdoi. Vezeo tfilo la'oni ki tfilo meloshen dinu pilo. And that's why the Chazal say Oni Choshev Kemeis, because he belongs to this world of Midas Adin. Ve'ha'osher she'itei bracha hu michelek Midas Rachmin. V'ubedimin ha'shemesh ha'meil ha'levona. The osher comes from Midas Rachmin, which is like the shemesh, like the sun radiating to levona. V'alevona mekabelos oyer min ha'shemesh. Kein ha'noisin tztokim me'er einav shal Oni u'mekabel chosim imeni. And that's why the Torah was mazer person. She agat midas rachmanis. She ite mi brechosay stok la oni. Or basoy se ze yishate midas rach midas adin. She ashitu fahu hu kiyama oilam. The efshah she is kai mi baladei shnei. That's basically the lashon that's important to us. Let's try to be misamik in this dvarim. I mean, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says he's putting down the sheirish of stok and those in yanim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Bria down, the distinction between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be buried the Olam b'midas hadin. Rosh Hashanah miskayim, shritu b'midas rachmin. But let's try to understand what is the original shayrish of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is b'li gvulis and kulei mashpia. And there's no soif to zashpa. That's the mahus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world is kuloi gvulois. If we ask a person what is the fundamental law of physics that governs the world, it's conservation of matter and energy. Nothing comes from nothing. Everything can produce from itself. Nothing can come into this world, nothing can leave this world. That is Midas Hadin Be'etzem. Midas Hadin is there's a cheshbon for everything, and nothing comes from nowhere. Every single thing has a mucker, and every mucker doesn't lose anything. Everything splits into the exact amount of pieces that were there before, and so on and so forth. That is the entire sheirish of the world. That is called midas hadin. You did tzedakah, you did ma'isim tovim, you have schar. You didn't do, you don't have schar. There is no yesh me'ayin and no ayin me'yesh. That's what the world was. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that world, and like the Sfarim all speak about, that a person doesn't want to get matnas chinam, and a person is embarrassed to take from somebody matana, his boys listakule, the ape of the one that's giving it to him. A person doesn't want to take something for nothing. It's you take a person, and if he doesn't have a job, he's miserable. Even if somebody's supporting him, he wants to feel he justifies his own existence. That is the Metzias of Din. that leaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the picture. B'chlal. Because everything is deserved. You take that midah to its extreme, everything is deserved, and you have only the person there. On the other hand, if everything was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world would also not exist. Because just like we say always that a cotton is called taf, Miloshen Tafel, because since he's getting his keep and his upkeep from his parents, even a gadol that some Hashem is called a cotton, the fact that that he's not independent means that he has no existence. He's kuloi an appendage of the father. It's all a hemshech of the father. So a world that would be kuloi din locks HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the picture, and b'meila, it doesn't exist. Because if there was not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we never started. No person ever earned before he came into being. No person ever deserved his own kiyum. No person ever did the mitzvahs ma'aseh tovim in order to create him. The words are seisa themselves. So the world itself, gone to the extreme of din, is doesn't exist. Gone to the extreme of hashpa, rachmim, also doesn't exist. So the only way that the world exists is when there's a shituf, when a person does his own and gets more. For instance, if a person wants to give to his child, to give to a child and only, and the child does nothing for themselves, is being machir of the child. To treat a child as if he's a worker and he has to pay for his room and board, and so on, it is basically not having a child either. It's when there's a certain sense that the child does his share, but what he gets is much more than what he puts in. It's a yeshma ayindika type giving. That's when you get a yachas of a makabel and a noisin. You have somebody who's there to be makabel, and the nesina exceeds the deserved amount of the kabbalah. That is the yachas of shituf midzidin mizrachim. Different people play different roles in the world in terms of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they exhibit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas expresses in the world in an extraordinary rainbow of midas. And every single neshama reflects a certain nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Each neshama is a chelek alakai, meaning he exhibits the traits of certain inyanim and certain nekudas. An ani is the metzius of din in the world. Somebody who has nothing, because be'etzim, we have nothing. When we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we call ourselves dalim v'reikim, we call ourselves tefillah la'ani ki'atoif, l'tnei Hashem Yishpach Sichoi. Tefillah is an acute awareness of how little we have and how little we deserve. That is the metzias. So the ani in the world expresses the metzias of a world that standing in din is lacking. Why this person was chosen to be that midah? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chashbainis. But he represents Adam when there is no hashpah on Adam. That's what Adam looks like. He has nothing. Leslie Megrami Klum. The Oshir in the world expresses HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas of Hashpah. That part of that intrinsic part of midas Hashpah is that it has no, it's not Yesh Miyesh. If a person, I once heard from somebody, it's expressed it very sharply. Novel is called a blial. Novel, it's called a novel in the Torah. And it's in Tanakh. Novel was Abigail's husband, and when David HaMelech was running away, he begged for some food, for a place for him and his people with him to stay, to sleep. And he replied, no way I will give you from my Simri v'lach mi v'mei mi. There's no way in which I will give you of that. The person described that he was the quintessential American. it's my, I worked hard and I built myself up and it's mine, and why should I give it to you? It's mine. That's the beauty of the system, is that I can make something of myself, and this is what I made of myself, and therefore it's mine, and it's not yours. That midah is the steerer to the midah of Yesh Ma'ayin. Understanding that there's hashpah in the world, there's a faucet in the world that's open, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia betuva in a world that's impoverished, means that the person who's in Asher has to be toifis the Ashiris that he has Yesh Me'ayin. A person who's not in Asher, a person who's, or let's put it this way, each person, as much as he's not an Asher, there's a certain Yesh Me'yesh. I plow the field, and for plowing, I get X amount of crops out of it. The chelek that is pashut, the exchange of my sweat for crop, even though that I should also understand as matas chinam, but at least that declares itself as my work. But understanding Birkas Hashem as belonging to the world of din, and I can say this is mine, I planted, and whatever comes out is mine. Legally, yes. But should I declare it as belonging in the Yesh Me'yeshdika world or the Yesh Me'ayindika world? The usher's job is to become the metzias of Yesh Me'ayin in the world. He's the one that's sitting on the faucet of Yesh Me'ayin. He has everything Yesh Me'ayin, and therefore he's the spokesman, so to speak. He expresses the midah, the ongoing midah, HaMechadish B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tamid, that every single morning there's a Yesh Me'ayin in the Bria. That even though the Bria now, pro forma, looks like it's all Yesh Me'yesh, it all works with Midas Hadin, there's a sheet of someplace where Midas HaRachim is pouring constant chiyus into the world, because the world would not be miskind without it. That is the midah of tzedakah. Tzedakah is the chiyuv to express that midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chesed is not just another one of the midas, it's the primary midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'teir is Yesh Me'ayim. And if the Bria is lacking, if the Bria is only din, the Yesh Me'ayim that's coming in is expressed through the Asher, primarily through tzedakah. And that's why the Harua slave, it starts with the following. The usher is pegged as somebody where the quantity that flows through him, the etzim is not shayach to him. What does it mean you worked hard and therefore you have millions and millions of dollars? That's not the return on your work. That's Birkas Hashem. That comes from a different account. That comes from a very different cheshbon. And if the person, so the issa starts with leisik patziotcha, don't put your fist around it. It's something that is not yours to start. It doesn't belong inside a measurement. It doesn't belong inside Caleb. So the Torah starts with the issa because that's what you're doing. Tzedakah, the chiyuv of tzedakah is to deher the chelik of your nechassim. And it's not only an asher muflah. Every single person, in as much as he has a chiyuv tzedakah, whatever his personal chiyuv is, that chelik of his possessions, he has to deher like that. And the person has to deher that this is a part that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is being allocated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm just a shliach. It's not mine. The issa starts by lesik b'tziotcha, not to put your fist around. And therefore, when I give it to him, I can't give it to him b'ro alev. It's not only because the ani will feel better if I don't smile and so on. That's certainly true. And there are certain yanim and certain yuvim to give it to him in such oifen. But what the pasuk is telling me is that I have to give it b'teiras, that this is not mine that I'm parting with, and I'm doing you a favor, and I'm giving you of mine. The chelik that I'm giving to you is not samri, and it's not lachmi, and it's not meimi. It's tzemer, and it's mayim, and it's lechem. It's like it'd be a gabay tzedakah. It has, that chelik is not the chelik of mine. It's not the yesh miyesh of my possessions. And therefore, this is one of the only places, maybe the only place, where the Torah categorizes the v'loyeh levavcha as being part of the etzem chiyuv. It's not, yes, that all things, if you don't do it to shleimus, is not such a, it's lacking the shleimus ha-mitzvah, but that belongs to the world of kavanas. Here, the etzem chiyuv is the deher, that this is be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. This is be'etzem the yeshme ayin de kechelik that I'm passing on. That's why we asked the shayla of Biglolcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering? First, let's answer the smack that we asked. The smack said that you're not allowed to think that I'm going to be machsir from my, that I'm going to be losing from my money, and therefore I don't want to part with it, and therefore I don't want to give it to you. And we asked Mela, the second half of the machshava, we understand. But the first half of the machshava, where's the problem? Of course he's being machsir. I mean, that's the metzias. The answer is no. The smak is very meduyuk. If a person that has, you know, I'm losing my possessions, but what can you do? He says, nefesh, avinu shebashamayim was geizer, how can we do it? That part of it is also possible. Deharing the money as mine, and I'm doing the world a favor by giving it, is taking it out of the realm of mashpia, and putting it into the realm of tzimtzum, in the realm of din. And that's akira of the union of tzedakah. We ask by the Beglolcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Chazal say that's galgul hu ba'olam, that a person is not, a person is going to become, some people, poor or rich, that's a galgul ha'mishapech ba'olam, and you never know where you'll be. So we ask, I mean, is it a threat? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu a veiled threat that you never know where you'll be and so on? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a gazlan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a chamsin, chas v'shalom. So if it were yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not take it away from you. But it's just a role that I'm playing. If the money was intrinsically yours, and it was be'etzim yours, then the Torah wouldn't say a threat that you should know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could just, if he doesn't like the way you're acting, he'll shake you loose of all your money, and then you'll be an ani tomorrow and not an asher. The Torah is saying, all it is roles. Somebody has to play the role of ani in the world, somebody has to play the role of asher. Somebody's exhibiting the midas hadin of the world, that there's nothing for nothing, and somebody's exhibiting the yesh me'ayin of the world. That's the ashiras. It's not intrinsically yours. If something were yours because it's be'etzim yours, it says, on that it says, en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach shechako be'ayah. Whatever you really earned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not take from you. It's certainly not in the big world to come. But understand that you didn't earn it. The hargasha has to be, it's not yours to start with. The fact that tomorrow the roles could reverse means it's not yours. Shechako, it's a tkuf of avoida. That's all it is. We asked how come it's dafka linked to the inyan of Shemitah, of Shnas HaSheva. So there's an extraordinary Ramad Mivali, was a Talmud of the Ramchal. He put out a lot of sefarim. We have most of them on Chumash, on Navi. It's a mixture of the different, Yoinik a lot from Chachmas HaPnim, puts it in different language. Ramchal's Nuschos and so on. He explains what is the problem of Shnas HaShemitah. So he says the following. The musig of Chayiv in the world is Midas Hadin Be'etzim. In other words, once I took, I owe it. There's no such thing as freebie. That is the mahus of Midas HaChesed. If a person takes water from a boyer, then every time the person takes from the boyer sinks one down. And if you overdraw from the Boyer, then it's missing water. And it'll need much more water. If you drain the ground of the water, then next time it rains, it'll first seep into the ground, and there's not going to be any water, and then it'll come up. The musig of choiv means everything you take is marked. And as a person struggles, he can't free himself of the fetters of din and choiv. There's no such thing as bankruptcy in halacha. So b'meila, the person can't free himself from it, and that's where a person is stuck with in choiv and emidas hadin. That's the metzias of din and choiv. Shnas hasheva means HaKadosh Baruch Hu injects another yesh me'ayin into the bria, which mitas k'safin. The year that a person lets the field go, and the person doesn't have his own possessions, that same year the person doesn't owe anything to anybody either. It's habeha talia. In as long as I'm earning my keep, the debts are mine also. The year when everybody takes from everything, there are no debts either. It's an hagah that goes hand in hand with an hagah of shmita. And the Ramat Valley says it's part of the overarching chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Yimei Arachmim and Yimei Adin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu injects a certain element of Yesh Ma'ayin, where you can forego the Chayvus in a Ruchnistic sense. So when a person is Ra Levav, on this Nekuda, there's a terrible, terrible stira to what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to bring into the world a Shefa of Yesh Ma'ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to inject another booster of Yesh Ma'ayin to Bria, and you're bringing in raw labor into it. And therefore, the Pasuk specifically warns against this, because this is the worst contrast between Midas HaDin, they're hearing everything as Din and as coming to you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhaga freeing the world from when the person just can't go further because of the Midas HaDin's Metucha connector. That's the Pshat Nebliyal means, that if a person can't go higher, I think that the reason why the Avodah Zarah specifically is called Bliyal, why the Ir HaNidachas from the world of Din, from the world of Hester. When a person is mashpia l'ra, even in the system, when a person is bad and it's for himself, person doesn't want to help anybody, person wants to eat Dvar Masurim and so on, that is at least self-explanatory. I want to be myself, I don't care if anybody else, there's no less Din, less Tayin Chas V'Shalom and so on. But if a person is mashpia l'ra, That is a corruption of the etzimid of Ashpah. If it's Ra, then where's Ashpah from? And if it's Ashpah, how could it be Ra? There is no Ra in that mark of Ashpah. So in Avodah Zarah, not Stam Avodah Zarah, but in Avodah Zarah that became a Hashpah to others, and also the Midah of lack of Ashpah, those are the two things that are called the Yal. Those things where the Bria could rise above itself, those areas that where the Bria could burst out and become rise to Hashpah, to Chesed, where you corrupt that, that's where the term Liyal is used. There's an extraordinary Chazal. It says that the Maisat Staka should be Shalem. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar for tzedakah kefi de chesed that's boy, the maisa chesed. So Rashi says that tzedakah is rewarded by how much good feeling there's inside. In other words, do you give the ani lechem that's good? Do you give the ani money at the right time so they can use it well and so on? Because every mitzvah is enhanced or limited by things, by circumstances, by kavanas, by how you do it. In tzedakah, the teichen of the mitzvah itself is the chesed shebo, and therefore that is the etzem schar for the mitzvah is there. Well, I want to take it into area that has shaychus to us. I mean, none of us are holding that. None of us are, to the best of my knowledge, are millionaires waiting to give out millions of dollars. But in the etzem chinuch, first of all, the mashal time. Somebody makes a demand on your time. There are halachas. How much time need I give? Priorities, if I'm learning, if I'm resting. It's not automatic. I don't mean a person should become yesh me'ayin hefka. There is a cheshmah. There's a cheshmah. Certain things have priority. Certain things a person should do. Certain things a person shouldn't do. But let's say a person asks for time. And I'm just... I have the time, but it's not the mood to do it, and I feel bad that the person is imposing on my time. He's taking my time at a time when I don't want it. When Mishalachim come from house to house. So our attitude is that nobody becomes poor because nobody gives more than he can afford. But it's irritating. It's irritating because someone is demanding my time. I have to go down, I have to answer, and I have to sit with the person. That's the irritating part of it. Understanding that in stock, and that's a chinuch that's nagir to everybody. How much you have to give, when you have to give, we have to give the halachas. It's not, what I'm trying to emphasize is not open house. I'm trying to emphasize is the teichen is that when a person has a knock on the door, his reaction is hineini. At this junction, my job is to provide the face of yesh me'ayin in the bria. My job is to provide not the tit for a tat, not what did you do for me that I owe it to you, not that what right do you have to intrude on my supper. If the person doesn't have to answer, he doesn't have to answer. But when he does answer, when he needs to answer, when he knows that he should answer, the attitude is the tzedakah. The attitude is the etzem tzedakah and the ches and the bria. Understanding that this world has a component of yesh me'ayin, because I don't survive without yesh me'ayin. What did I do to deserve anything? It's certainly not what I have compared to what I am. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me in the dollar that I'm giving this ani, I provide the face of yesh me'ayin in the bria. So I need to present it that way. It's not the pshat that he's taking of my time, this and that. I'm passing on time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world yesh me'ayin, and I'm the memuna on it. Every single person in his metzias has it. Dealing with people, listening to somebody you'd rather not spend time with. You know that this person is lonely. You know this person needs somebody to talk to him. You can spend time with him. He's not terribly interesting, but the 20 minutes that it takes to listen and to give him the sense of being and belonging is not, it's not as if your time is really cut down to the last second. But you don't like the fact that somebody's taking your time. That's really what you think of it. It's ours. We gave ourselves our time, and he's taking it. Since when is it yours? Did you decide how much time you have? Who gave you the time? When the position is that the ani is representing the needs of the world, and that's a hest upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a facet of the bria of the Midas Adin. I'm representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Mashpia. So I have to understand what I'm doing now, what my role is, how I should do it, and the fact that it's really not mine to start with. If I think that it's mine and I'm giving up time, then I have it wrong. Certainly when you ask of somebody else, you have to think of it that way. Certainly the when the flip side, when you're creating demands on other people, you need to do it that way. Certainly if the person is demanding more time than you can give, you can't put, I'm not saying that the person should not have the gedarim, not have the gevulas, the Torah said nicer, the Torah said chomesh, those are all proper gedarim. But once a maisa fits into what a person is supposed to do or give, understand it's how you feel about giving that is the tzedakah. Because that's, like Rabbi Nachman says, that's the shayrish and yisayid of tzedakah in the world. The shayus and you say that stuck in the world is that the person is being megala the punim of the yesh ma'ayim the bria. He's being megala a kadosh baruch hu by himself. If I find in the bria there's yesh ma'ayins, then I understand that there's a yesh ma'ayin in a big sense. There's a gevaldik chazal. It says it's an aftayr that we read on Tainus Tzibur. It says that the Balat Stok is called Goyde Peretz, the one who fences in the Peretzes. So Chazal say, and it's in different Lashon, it's in the Medrash Rabbah, the Zayaz, and a little bit of different Lashon, but same theme, that there's a big Peretz in the world. The Oni comes with a Taina HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam, why do I sleep in the street and this guy sleeps in a bed? I don't have what to eat, this guy has what to eat. And so on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki'ilu, there is justice to the Taina. It's a pirtza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's something's lacking. And when the person gives him the money, or the tzedakah, he's patching up that pirtza. I mean, I would still rather have Taina HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do I need to come collect the money and the money doesn't come to me? I mean, it still doesn't answer the Taina that much. And what does it mean as a Taina HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where's the oimik of the Taina? The teretz is, the Taina is that the Bria is kulo yesh miyesh. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol kulei hester. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol kulei is not showing himself. That's the Taina, that's the piritza. If there's a place to be kairit tagger, it's in the world of yesh miyesh. It's not fair, and where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When there's a gilui of the yesh ma'ayin, the person who's mashpia in the world for no reason, so to speak, the person is just mashpia of tuvai, that's when that person, he becomes the vehicle for being megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu as such. And it's nogeh in every single tchum of life, like we said before. It's any time when our sense of possession comes to conflict with our sense of giving. We have to understand there's chayish mishpika possession, that's correct, that's not geated ledina. But wherever I've decided that this becomes nesina, the issa is leisik b'siyotcha, nesina can't be given by holding on and giving it to it. Nesina is passing along. It's not grabbing it and then giving it. Because a person has to understand that the world starts with tuva slave, with yesh me'ayin. No one did anything to deserve being. Anytime a person has that mitzias, that nisayin, of he's called to give, the chiyuv, the etzem nisayin, the etzem mitzvah, the etzem chiyuv is not to possess. For whatever it is that I'm chiyuv to give, I don't have. I have it only as a shliach to give. And whether it's time, effort, energy, or a dollar bill. That's the attitude for it. And when a person does it, first of all, for himself, when he comes to Yimei HaDin and Rachmim, he has upon him to ask for it. There's a reason why he can ask for it. This is the midah I myself brought into this world. I brought this midah of Yesh Me'ayin, so I can demand Yesh Me'ayin, or I can ask for Yesh Me'ayin. And the person himself becomes a partner in being pirates together, Olam. In Megoida, the Peretz Ha'ilam. The Peretz Ha'ilam is the lack of fairness in the world, so to speak, the lack of din. In a world of din, doesn't seem to be any din. When a person opens a window of Yesh Ma'ayin himself, he's Megala Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Noisin of Yesh Ma'ayin. Yeah.
I didn't understand how the Ani is represented.
Because Ani means you have only what you're able to.